Steam.
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 Steam reminds me of when I had a 107 degree fever. Yes, I'm not joking. 107 degrees. I maintained the temperature for 3 straight hours. I was 8 years old. I was a little flaming coal furnace on the floor of my parents' living room. It was during the Super Bowl. My parents called the doctor. They said, well, there's nothing really you can do. He's probably going to die. The best thing you can do is try to... they didn't say that, but... I just remember being wrapped in what were probably 60-degree, like, water-filled towels. Like, so the towels are like 60 degrees. And thinking that I had been submerged in a block of ice. It was the worst 3 hours of my entire life. The fever, you know, eventually broke. I only... not much in the way of side effects. Just a... an empty black void where my emotional attachment should be. But otherwise, I came out of that fine. But it was just it was a horrible experience. I was hallucinating horribly. I really thought I was on fire. It was actually horrible. And, you know, your cells are supposed to start to denature at 106 degrees. So, you know, I could have really been in some trouble.
Steam. I like water. I found over my 21 years of life that water comes in many forms. Water, in the liquid form in which you can bathe and drink, and it's essentially the life force for human beings. Ice cools down a drink on a hot day. Rain, you know, cools off the earth, gives the earth life as well. And then there's steam. I got burned by steam the other day. Steam... from water that was boiling in a teapot. Now I have to show for it as a red blotch on my arm, making me realize deep down in my soul that steam is the nastiest bitch form that water can assume. Steam.
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 Steam makes me think of Peter Gabriel, because he recorded a song, Steam, and that makes me think of the one time that I've bought a Peter Gabriel album. I actually bought two. I think, you know, he's got some nice catchy singles on the radio, but I've never just been, you know, what you would call a Peter Gabriel fan. I'll, you know, leave him on if he comes on the radio. But I bought the most recent full-length album that he released, which was, you know, like a decade ago, on cassette. And I thought it was all right. And I was a sophomore in high school, I believe, and I just started doing theater in high school. And I happened to be getting a ride home from a guy who, actually the guy who I was talking to in this anecdote was in the front seat. He wasn't driving. I was in the back seat. And everyone was talking about music, and Peter Gabriel happened to come up, and I said, oh yeah, I bought his album Us. I think it was called Us. I said, I bought him. I thought it was all right. And the guy turned around and gave him this horribly dirty look and said, it was a great album. I like it a lot. So I say that by way of warning people that Peter Gabriel Nazis are out there.
Steam.
Hop! 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 Halt!
Are you going to taunt the fact that I have 1 foot forever? Yes. Or is the taunting going to cease at some point in the future? Some point that, when mentioned, I can look forward to?
I probably would let the ridicule go, Heinrich, except that instead of a foot, you have a mallard.
Is that comedy? Is that what passes for comedy in this country? In this platoon? Is that comedy? Well, excuse a man for having a mallard for a foot. Damn it, don't you think I've been persecuted enough? I have a mallard for a foot! Must it not also be comedy?
Well, it quacks me up.
Good one, I've never heard that before. Good one. Brilliant. Write that down. Send it in to Johnny Carson.
Right, well, I'll just put the fee for that joke on your bill.
Good one. That was excellent. I've never heard that one before. Honestly, write that down. Send it in to Johnny Carson. Hello.
Right, well, hey, you know what? Let's be friends. It's all just water off a duck's back, isn't it?
I'm going to murder you in 10 seconds if you don't be quiet.
Yeah, Christopher Cross is an old friend of mine. He based the lyrics to Sailing, actually, on me. I was, we based it on our experiences together, but it was basically about me, and he scored that entire hit off it.
Yeah, I'm really good friends. I go way back with Steven Tyler.
Do you?
And yeah, he based Dude Looks Like a Lady. That's based on me.
Oh, you, I guess you do from the right light.
Well,
especially like with a strobe effect, it would look even more so, you know?
Right, well, you know, My picture graced the crown. Something sounds like Dior. But I was his long-lost love at first sight.
Wow.
And maybe it's wrong, but you know it's all right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I tend to think it's all right, yeah.
Uh-huh. He looks like a lady.
Oh, that guy wants a car wash. Let's go.
Hey, yeah, pull right through here.
Yeah.
Oh, watch my pumps.
What do you think? You just drive over those things? We put them out there so that people will drive over them with the specific hope that people...
Well, I guess I should just wear them while I'm washing the car. I mean, I did 3M them. I'll just, instead of leaving them over by the driveway here, let me just put these on.
Okay.
Looks like a pump. Feels like flaming hot death.
Oh, I know.
But you know what? They make my legs look good. That's all that matters.
You're telling me.
All right. Excuse me, sir. Did you want the hot wax treatment today?
Don't I look like a guy who wants hot wax?
All right, we'll take your shirt off and bare your nipples.
This is going to be the radicalist Fiesta Bowl that the Little League of Morton Downey Grove has ever thrown.
Now, I don't know if you can really conjugate radical in that manner.
I'm telling you, the tubularist, most radicalized, totally fantasticular Fiesta Bowl that Morton Downey Grove has ever thrown in the history of Morton Downey Grove throwing Fiesta Bowls.
Fantasticular, yes. As the Nordic Exchange.
I'm telling
student,
you, my mom is making so many muffins for the Fiesta Bowl.
I'm very much looking forward to it.
85% more muffins than she made for the Fiesta Bowl last year.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Hi, we're here to just wonder where our trailer is. We're the musical entertainment for the halftime of the Fiesta Bowl.
Oh.
We're the New Radicals.
Wow.
The New Radicals? This is the most radicalist, funtacular, stupendiculous.
Yes, I agree with the sentiment. I'm just kind of concerned about this haphazard conjugation.
Well, thanks a lot, little buddy.
I'm so haptacular.
Right, absolutely.
Delightistic.
See, tacular, yes, tacular. I don't know that that's an ending that is just, you know, indiscriminately tossed on to words. I'm not entirely familiar. There are words that I don't know, but this is just what I'm guessing. Perhaps you know otherwise.
Mr. Flindrick?
Yes, yes.
You've been the most awesome nest advisor that a student running the student committee of the Fiesta Bowl could ever ask
well,
for.
You know, I did my best. I don't know that I did very well in that you're using words like awesomeness, because that's not really, you know, appropriate.
I can't believe, Mr. Flindrick, that we got the New Radicals, because they're the most ridiculous, flublastic, funk-tacticular, spasmacular. I got their CD.
Right.
They have that
right.
One video where they're dancing in the mall.
Absolutely.
And that guy is singing in front of the Gap.
See, I wanted to talk to you about flublastic. See, the English language is not really a democracy so much as it is a parliamentary function. And there was really no second for your motion to flublastic.
Here comes the comedian that we hired for the best Fiesta Bowl. It's going to be Ostakimler.
That's one of those radio personalities. Eric Rampson, isn't it?
Hey,
we got Eric freaking Ramtaculinson to the entertainment dealers.
The name tag actually says Ramson, not Ramtaculinson. That may be another performer entirely.
Mr. Ramtaculinson, can I have your autographulars?
The autographular. He might give you something else entirely where he comes from.
Can you sign my nipticular with a sharp-tastic?
Right, that may mean to stab you.
Are you Mr. Flindrick?
Yes.
Can I punch this kid in the nuts terrifics.
Oh, see, I you're using the language too, and I don't understand what that means, so I can't really communicate with you on that level.
Mr.
So
Flindrick,
I can't
the
really
dope,
forbid you.
Dope macularist, flindristic advisor that a student coordinating the student committee that coordinates the student portion of the Fiesta Bowl could ever wish tacular for.
I do say, Heinrich, if anybody were to play a game with your feet, they could play duck, foot, goose.
I wasn't joking about the killing thing.
I bought you a new shoe for your other foot. I thought it would go well with the mallet. It's as light as a feather.
Many people have thought I was kidding in the past. I've killed many people as a result for making the wrong choice about deciding whether I was kidding or not. While you have this opportunity to decide that I am kidding still, I decided May I say that you go with the fact that I'm not kidding?
I like the shoe on your right foot. Is that a pro wing? Get it, pro wings. Pro wing.
The gun is in my hand. Duck. The gun is cocked and loaded and pointed at your temple.
Oh, you have a gun. I better duck.
That was a good one. That was a good one. You will have 5 more seconds to live if you don't stop.
All right.
So he's got a mallard he once waxed? I think that's extra.
Well, I once waxed a mallard, but it was on the it was in the red light district in Soho.
Whoa!
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just so crazy and nutty, wacky me. I know.
Did Barry Manilow write that one?
Yes. That's I was actually the basis for I Write the Songs.
Oh, cool. That's what it's about. Is the
my mallard waxing?
Yeah. that's phenomenal. Billy.
I waxed his mallard like he never had his mallard waxed.
Well,
flindiculistic, master mystic, fludocious, funktastic.
Well, yeah, there's a certain madness that sets in after a while when someone has a mallard on the foot, which I would assume is, you know, what creates this. What I don't understand is the radio DJ. He has no mallards on his feet, and his grammar is still whack, you know, as they say, if I'm communicating on your level. Perhaps, radio DJ, you seem to serve as some sort of conduit to the youth culture. Perhaps you could set them right in a way that I do not, you know.
I just came. What's your name?
I just came from the Nacho Hut. Nacho Hut's all set up, Mr. Flindrick. Flindristilictics.
I know who you're talking to at first. I didn't know who you were talking to second.
Who was your pediatrician? The guy must have been a quack. Get it, Flindrick, a quack. He's got a mallard for a foot.
Some of the wordplay, that's phenomenal.
Hey, it's not my fault if I have a mallard foot just like my dad.
This kid's daffy.
Right. Those the pop culture, the media, they all right.
Those jokes are mean spiritaculousness, Dick.
Well, see, you know, he doesn't. The radio DJ doesn't know what to do with that sort of sentiment because it's not actually sentiment. It's a haphazard construction, you know.
So that's a strange thing going on down there because your foot has webbed feet. Does that mean you have webbed toes?
I'll totally kill tacular you. I mean, many people in the past have thought that I was joke tokeling. But I'm totally serious.
You have a gun? Oh, I better duck.
I don't know that anyone has ever thought that you were joke tokeling because that's not something that people think. You understand? That's
who are you,
Mr. Flindrick?
I'm the faculty advisor. All right,
first thing I'm gonna do for you, little mallard foot having guy, is I'm gonna stab this guy in the neck. All right, now just pretend like I'm stabbing you in the neck.
Right.
Okay, ready?
I understand.
I'm going to shank you.
Okay.
Right. Shank you with a shiv.
My father's killed lots of people because they thought that he was joking when he said he was going to, but he was not testiculic. Mr. Flindrick?
I'm joking on a nacho.
I'm just going to put his murder on your bill, okay there, kid?
I'll kill you for real taculars.
Shanked me with a
nacho. For realisticness. I've killed a boy before. It was in third grade.
All right, you know what you need? You need a little bit of the La Vida Heimlich. Inside, outside, oh, living La Vida Heimlich.
And so Ricky Martin, you know, based that one on me. You know, like that Fiesta Bowl.
Living La Vida Loca.
Yeah.
Based on you.
Yeah, that was based on my Little League experiences.
Wow, you are a wonderful guy. You know, that song Mandy?
Yeah. Oh.
That's me.
Dude
looks like a lady, you know?
I could have figured.
Dun, dun, dun.
If there are any scholars of radio theater form out there, that was possibly the most creatively broke form-wise, Harold, that we've done. Although I thought it was a lot of fun in and of itself if you're not bringing form into it.
Right, if you're just dealing with substance.
If you've got problems dealing with substance, get the help you so richly deserve.
Just dealing with substance.
And really, why bring form into the whole equation? It's just a waste of time.
Thank you very much for listening to What Yells Like. My name is Ben Mark. With me is Ben.
My name is Ben Eric.
For the last couple of years, I've been calling myself Matt. I think change at any moment.
We went through a period of Contessa, but he's back to Matt now.
Thank you very much for listening. Please stay tuned to Weft all week long, because it is absolutely the right choice, without a doubt, because there's no better place to be on your talking radio box, including up next when the chant is going to be done, as it is never done on the rest of the dial. Even if the rest of the dial gave it a shot, they would not do it quite so adeptly, adroitly, and other adjectives, which are generally positive. Thank you very much for listening. Give us an email at whatjailislike@hotmail.com. Check out the webpage at go.to/jail. Thank you very much. Apologies to anyone who, like my two co-hosts, was angry that I played The Residents, because I like The Residents, and I picked out all the music for this show, and The Residents have a special place in my heart. For now, I was howling at the moon as a child.
Because you're a crazy, crazy, crazy psychotic bastard.
Thank you very much. Good night.